Vatudipatulyaya Saya santati akkayam Parupamaya sampasam Bhavaye maranasatim. Like a flame blown out by the wind, this life continuum goes to destruction. Recognizing one's similarities to others, one should develop mindfulness of death. Mahasampatti sampatta yata satta mata ida tata aham marasami maramam mama hisati. Just as people who have achieved great success in the world have died, so too I must certainly die. Death is harassing me. Upatthiyasa evedam Maranam agatam sada Maranataya okasam Vadakovya esati. Death always comes along together with birth, searching for an opportunity like a murderer out to kill. Isakam manivattam tam satatam gamamusukam jivitam uraya attam suryo viyadavati. Not the least bit stoppable, always going forward. Life rushes towards its end, like the rising sun to its setting. Vinju bubula usava Jalaraji parikayam Gatakova riputasa Sabatapi avariyo. Like lightning, a bubble, dewdrops, or a line drawn in the water, life cannot last. Death is like a murderer after his foe, completely unrestrainable. Suyasatama punindi bundi bundi jinadvayam gatesi maranam kippam katumadisake kata. Death slays those great in glory in strength, merit, powers, and wisdom, and even the two kinds of Buddhas. No need to speak about one like me. Pachayananja vikalya bahirajatu padava maramoram nimisapi maramano anukananti. Due to a lack of the necessities of life, or to some inner or outer misfortune, I, who am dying moment after moment, can die in the blink of an eye. Animittam anyanyattam machanam ira jivitam kasyarancha parittancha tancha dukkena samyuttam. The life of mortals is signless. Its length cannot be known in advance. It is difficult and limited and tied up with suffering. Nahi so upakamo ati yena jata namiyare jarampi patva maranam evam damahi panino. There is no possibility that mortals shall not die. Having reached old age, they die. Such is the nature of living beings. Palanamiva pakkanam pato papatana bayam evam jatana machanam nicham maranatu bayam. As fruit when ripe has to fall, so all beings live constantly in the fear that they will die. Yata pikumbhakarasa kata matika bhajana sambe bedana pariyanta evam acchana jivitam. As a potter's earthen jars eventually must all break up, so does the life of mortals eventually come to an end. Dahara cha mahanta cha ye bala ye cha pandita sabe machuva samyanti sabe machu parayana. The young and the old, the foolish and the wise, all move in the grip of death. All finally end in death. Anicca vatta sankhara upadavaya dhammino upajitva nirunjanti te samvupa samo sukho. Impermanent are all conditioned things, affected by rising and falling away. Having arisen, then they must cease. Blissful is it when they subside. Achiram vatayam kayo pataving adisesati chundo apitta vinyano nirattam vakalingaram. Alas, before long this body will lie cast away upon the ground, bereft of all consciousness, like a decaying log of wood. Anabito tato aga nanyunyato ito gato yata gato tata gato tata ka paridevana. Uninvited he came here, without leave she departed. They went just as they came, so why lament? evam jara ca machu ca abhivatanti panino kateye brahmane vesse sunde chandala pukkuse nakinchi parivajeti sabameva bimadati. So aging and death come, rolling over living beings, noble warriors, priests, merchants, workers, outcasts, and scavengers. They spare nothing. Death crushes everything. Na tata hatte nam bhumi na ratta nam na pattiya na chapi manta yuddena sakajatum daninava. Here elephants can hold no ground, nor can chariots or infantry, nor can one defeat them by a battle of spells, or buy death off by means of wealth. Tasmahi pandito poso sampasamatamatano buddhe dhamme ca sangye ca diro sadam nivesai. So a wise person, seeing his or own, her own good, secures firm conviction in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Yo Dhamma Chari Kaina Vachaya Urachetasa Ireva nampasam santi pitcha sage pamodati. He who practices the Dhamma in thought, word, and deed receives praise here on earth and after death. If one doesn't attain Nibbana, they rejoice in heaven. Now just continue the rest of the meditation, either contemplating certain of those verses, or you can go through the body, starting at the top of the head down to the feet, just sort of think about each of those organs of the body and the nature of the impermanence, how they can be damaged or subject to decay, cause death or other serious problems. Due to so many unseen reasons.